Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen style push riser in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and to make it work the way a real drum and bass transition should work. This is not about making a shiny EDM whoosh. We want pressure. We want anticipation. We want that feeling that the drop is already pulling the room forward before it actually lands. In Jungle, Rollers, and darker neuro-influenced DNB, the riser is part of the drum language. It should feel like it belongs to the break, not like it was pasted on afterward. We're aiming for a build that starts narrow, gritty, and low energy, then opens up in pitch, brightness, and stereo movement as it approaches the drop. By the end, it should slam naturally into an Amen-style first hit or a hard cutoff right before impact. Let's start with the arrangement. Set your project somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM, if you want that classic DNB pocket. Then decide exactly where the drop lands. In this kind of music, phrase length matters a lot. A 4-bar build usually feels very natural, especially if your drop is busy and rhythmic. If you want something more aggressive, a 2-bar build can work too, but the motion has to be sharper. Think of the riser as a phrase tool, not just a sound effect. If the drop starts on bar 17, the build should really feel like it's counting into that moment. That gives the listener something subconscious to latch onto. Now create 3 tracks for the transition. 1 audio track for an Amen break hint or chopped fragment, 1 MIDI track for the riser source, and 1 audio or return track for impact and reverb support. Now for the core sound, load up Waveatable or Operator on the MIDI track. If you want a darker, more synthetic tone, Waveatable is a fast choice. If you want something leaner and more mechanical, Operator works beautifully. If you're using Waveatable, start with a basic oscillator shape or a brighter Waveatable. Keep unison low or off at first, and use a low-pass filter. If you're using Operator, start simple with a sine or triangle, then add only a little harmonic complexity. The idea is to let automation do the heavy lifting. Draw 1 sustained MIDI note that lasts across the whole build section. For pitch, you can use the root of the drop, or a tension note like the semitone above it if you want more bite. In darker DNB, that minor second tension can sound nasty in the best way. Set the envelope so it rises cleanly. Fast attack, medium decay if needed, no sustain, and a release that doesn't chop off too suddenly. Now we build motion. Don't rely on pitch alone. Alive risers feel weak, because they only go up in pitch and nothing else really changes. We want at least 3 things moving at once: pitch, filter cutoff, and brightness or harmonic energy. So automate the pitch upward over 2 to 4 bars. Open the low-pass filter gradually from somewhere around a few hundred hertz up toward the top end. And if your synth has Waveatable position or brightness controls, bring those up too. Here's the key detail. Don't make the automation perfectly linear. Start slower, then accelerate near the end. That curve matters. In DNB, tension usually feels more physical when the last half of the build moves harder than the first half. It's like the energy is leaning forward. If the sound feels too clean, add a little drive inside the filter or a small amount of saturation before the filter. We want grit, but not mush. Next, add a noise layer. This is where the build gets its air pressure. Use Operator Noise if that's the easiest route for you, or use a white noise style sample in Simpler. High pass it so it doesn't crowd the low end, then automate the level upward over the build. Keep the noise subtle at first. It's not the star of the show. It's there to make the room feel like it's filling with pressure. If you want a darker edge, put a little saturator or overdrive on it, but keep it controlled. Now for the important DNB specific part. Give the riser a rhythmic relationship to the Amen. A plain synth riser can work, but if you want it to really feel like it belongs before an Amen-style drop, it needs some breakbeat DNA. So add a pulse, chopped fragment, or ghost rhythm underneath the rise. You can do this a few ways. You might use a muted, filtered Amen slice in Simpler. You might repeat a short snare tail or hat tick, or you might use a heavily processed break fragment and tuck it low in the mix. If you're using a chopped Amen loop, warp it cleanly, high-pass it aggressively, and reduce the clip gain. Then automate the filter opening as the build progresses. If you're using Simpler, slice the break to a drum rack and trigger a short fragment in a repeated pattern. A really effective move is to use 1/8-note pulses in the first half of the build, then switch to 1/16-note pulses in the final bar. If you want a bit of jungle flavor, add a quick triplet burst just before the drop. That tiny rhythmic twist can make the handoff feel a lot more alive. Now let's give the riser some space. Use stock effects like saturator, auto filter, echo or delay, reverb, and utility. A good chain might be saturator first, then auto filter, then echo, then reverb, then utility. Keep the reverb controlled. You want atmosphere, not a wash that kills the drop. A moderate decay, a small pre-delay, and a high cut on the reverb are usually enough. Automate the dry wet up toward the end of the build, but don't flood the whole section. For the delay, keep the feedback short and filter it so it doesn't clutter the low end. Raise the feedback only in the final bar if you want a little extra tension. Utility is a powerful one here. Keep the early build fairly narrow or almost mono, then slowly widen the stereo image as you approach the drop. Right before the drop, the stereo can open up a bit more, but on the actual drop itself, you want to slam back into mono or at least much tighter focus. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. This is one of those details that really matters. If the riser is wide too early, the drop loses impact. The build should feel like it's opening up, and then the drop should feel like it hits the center of the room. Now glue it together. Add a compressor or glue compressor if the layers are feeling disconnected. You only need a few dB of gain reduction. We're not trying to squash it. We're trying to make it feel like one object moving forward. Then add some more harmonic bite with saturator or overdrive. A little drive goes a long way, especially in darker DNB where the tension should feel a bit rough around the edges. If you want a more urgent ending, create a microstop right before the drop. Cut the riser for a quarter note, or even just an eighth note, then let a reverb tail or delay tail continue. That tiny gap makes the incoming amen hit feel much larger. This is a classic DNB move. The brief silence or reduction makes the drop feel inevitable. The room expects the impact, and when it arrives, it lands harder. Now listen to the whole transition in context. The best risers are arranged around the drop, not just layered on top of it. Try a four-bar formula like this. First bar, filtered amen hint and a low-volume riser start. Second bar, more pitch motion and more noise. Third bar, wider filter opening and more rhythmic density. Fourth bar, biggest movement, then a brief stop, then the drop. You can also support the riser with a low-passed subpulse, a snare roll, a ghost drum pattern, or even a reverse break stab leading into the first amen chop. If your track is more rollers-oriented, keep the riser understated and let the groove do the talking. If it's jungle-heavy, let the riser feel more broken and rhythmic. If it leans neuro, make the motion cleaner, sharper, and more clinical. A few coach notes here. If the riser feels weak, don't instantly make it louder. Often the fix is contrast. Start darker. Start narrower. Make the last half move more dramatically. That's usually what creates the sense of forward motion. Also, check the build at low volume. If the tension still works quietly, it's probably working properly. Strong risers don't rely on volume alone. They rely on phrasing, contrast, and timing. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't open the top end too early. Don't use a generic glossy noise sweep with no breakbeat identity. Don't let the riser fight the sub. Don't widen it too much too soon. And don't forget phrase length. In DNB, 2-bar and 4-bar builds are the sweet spot most of the time. If you want to go a level deeper, try a few variations. One option is a fake drop. Build hard for 2 bars, cut everything for a quarter bar, then bring in a tiny filtered break fragment before the actual impact. That moment of doubt can hit really hard in darker DNB. Another option is a dual riser contrast. Use one tonal pitch riser and one rhythmic noise or break slice layer. Let one move smoothly while the other stutters a little. That contrast keeps the build feeling human instead of overly preset-like. You can also create a reverse energy riser, where one element gets thinner and more unstable near the end instead of just bigger. That hollow feeling can be really effective for jungle and neuro styles. For your practice, build 3 versions of the same 2-bar push riser. One clean synth version, one noise-based version, and one hybrid version with a filtered amen pulse underneath. Use the same stock device chain, render them, and compare which one feels most believable before a hard drop. Then put your favorite before an 8-bar drop and test it at low volume and in mono. If the drop suddenly feels inevitable when the riser comes in, you've done the job right. So the big takeaway is this. In amen-style DNB, the riser is not just an effect, it's part of the drum arrangement. Use pitch, filter, noise, rhythm, and contrast to build pressure, and make it feel like the drop is growing out of the break itself. That's how you get a riser that doesn't just lead into the drop. It pushes it.